The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin. And I have to tell you and our listeners, we are so fortunate to have with us today Dr. Sherry Rogers. And before I bring on Dr. Sherry Rogers, I want to tell our listeners a little bit about Dr. Rogers. She's a diplomat of the Board of Family Practice, a diplomat of the Board of Environmental Medicine, a fellow of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, a fellow of the American College of Nutrition, and a resume that just goes on and on and on. And I was very, very fortunate to be in the group of nutritionists who received information during a continuing education program that was presented by Dr. Rogers. And so without any further interruption, I bring you Dr. Sherry Rogers. Good morning, Dr. Rogers.
Hey, good morning, Janet and Herb, Dr. Slavin. I'm so glad to be here. And I want to preface my visit with telling folks that I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just forced to learn what we didn't learn 45 years ago in medical school, that God created the human body to heal itself if only we give it a chance. And everything I say, we have the scientific backup or the evidence, the references somewhere in the 26 years of a newsletter and 17 books. So there's no flap here. It's all real stuff, because what we're going to tell people is going to be rather shocking for a lot of people, and so we want them to know that it's all based in the science. In fact, a lot of it comes right out of the United States government's leading toxicology journal, Environmental Health Perspective.
Dr. Rogers, I just want to point out to our listeners that in the many books you've written, what you've done is researched the research. So this is all published information about how natural approaches can be very effective in preventing illness and in reversing illness, and yet mainstream medicine ignores that. They cherry-pick what they want to use.
Right. As you know, Dr. Slavin, our education, I mean, the first day of medical school, we got a black bag from Eli Lilly filled with all the tubes, the ophthalmoscope, otoscope, et cetera. And then it just went on and on from there. And the thing is that right now we need more people who are going to benefit from what you and Janet are doing on this show, because we're in a serious mode right now in the United States where not only is there an epidemic rise in disease, but health freedom is eroding very quickly. Right now, in terms of cost, the United States cost, medical cost, we lead the world. We're number one with the most expensive medical care. But with all the money we spend, we're not number one, number two, we're not even number three in health. We are down at the bottom of the barrel, number 37, because we don't cure a blasted thing. All we do is every symptom becomes the immediate deficiency of the latest drug, and if that doesn't work, there's a device, and if that doesn't work, there's surgery. We do not look for the cause and cure. And so that's what we've done in all the writing for folks, is to show them how they can empower themselves to find the cause and the cure. Because the body was designed to heal. And yet, as soon as you start, even on one drug, you start on that landslide where you fall deeper and deeper and need more drugs and have more, surprisingly, you have more illnesses develop that you never had before. And we know exactly why. We know how to reverse all this. It's not a secret. For example, did you ever wonder how the drug industry gets 500 rats or mice with diabetes to test their drugs on? All they do is give them one dose of FDA-approved high fructose corn syrup, which is loaded with so much mercury from the mercury chloralkali process used to make it, that it's the daily amount that we all get is equivalent to having a new mercury amalgam in your mouth every day of your life. So anyway, we use high fructose corn syrup as one of many environmental and food pollutants to create diabetes. So what happens? The person goes on metformin. What does metformin do? That lowers the B12. So now they have a peripheral neuropathy, depression, erectile dysfunction. They start losing their memory, and so they start going on Viagra, Cialis, Levitra for the erectile dysfunction. They go on others. You just keep snowballing. Or they eat a poor diet, and they go on Prilosec or Omeprazole or Nexium, and that lowers the B12. And we're just talking about one mineral. Say they have high cholesterol, then they go on the statins. Well, that creates sudden amnesia. That's responsible for a lot of the freak accidents that we see in planes, trains, subways, etc., that are unexplainable, because people suddenly go out, but then in a few hours it wears off, they're fine, so nobody knows what caused it. Or if they have high blood pressure, 1 in 3 or 4 people has it. If they're on a calcium channel blocker, like Norvasc, those are proven in the Journal of the American Medical Association over 20 years ago to literally shrink the brain within just 5 years. These are prescribed for life. So we're on a horrendous brain drain because people are going to get increasingly dumber all the time. There's enormous evidence for it. If you want, we could go to the number one pollutant and just give an example of what that does.
I'm all for that. Let's do that, Dr. Rogers. What is the number one pollutant?
Something that most people have never heard of, phthalates, P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S. That's the plastics that are everywhere. We cannot get away from them. We cannot go back in time. We are dependent on the plastics in our computers, the plastic wrap on our foods, the styrofoam trays on the foods, the plastic water bottles that people are drinking out of, etc. And you'd think, oh, well, this isn't a big deal. But it is, because it's the number one pollutant in the human body. And what we can do with it, we can create diabetes, hypothyroidism, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, erectile dysfunction, atrial fibrillation. It goes on and on. We can create anything. We can create P53 gene damage and lead to cancer. We can create anything we want with these plastics because they are so damaging to the cell membrane and to the rest of the chemistry in the body. And for people who think, oh, come on, these pollutants aren't that bad. The polar bears now in the Arctic Ocean, who have the cleanest air, food, and water on the planet, they have human diseases, osteoporosis, hypothyroidism. And kids now who are 6 years of age, they have the same level of pollutants that it took folks, Dr. Slavens and my age, to accumulate when we were in our 40s. These kids are 6 going on 40 with their pollutant levels. And that's why cancer is the number one killer now in kids under 15. We are creating a nation of epidemic disease rise, and all we do is bludgeon every symptom with a drug that makes sure it will snowball and go even faster so that folks will need more and more drugs. And that's exactly what happens. As soon as they start on one, and they need progressively more.
It's a very sad state of affairs. The cord blood after giving birth to a baby. The chemicals found in the cord blood are astonishing. You mention in your book, Detoxify or Die, that people, after they've been hospitalized for an extended period of time, they don't necessarily do very well. Their recovery is impaired because of the plastics in all of the different tubes when they have been treated intravenously. Unbelievable situation.
Yeah, and you know what else, Janet? And you're so knowledgeable, it's really a pleasure to speak with people who are. When researchers look at the levels of phthalates, plasticizers, in mothers who are pregnant, they have found, and in research animals as well, that by drinking out of plastic water bottles, for example, which is a sign of a mother who knows nothing, she's loading herself up with enough phthalates that actually program the unborn fetus for adult diabetes, prostate cancer, breast cancer. It's unbelievable what researchers have been finding over the last 2 and 3 decades, and it's utterly ignored by medicine, just ignored. In fact, if you want to test your doctor, just ask him what a phthalate is. His eyes will probably glaze over. He doesn't even know.
It's very, very interesting because I was looking at a little bit of the information about the Pope's visit and his talk to the United Nations this morning. And one of the points that he was trying to convey is about global warming and environmental pollution, and that humans are part of the environment. So when we degrade the environment, we are degrading ourselves. Such a critically important point for people to begin to understand, that they think, oh, it doesn't matter if I throw these plastics into the mix of my life. But not only are we damaging us on a cellular level, we are damaging the environment.
Yeah, it's a sad, sad thing because, for example, a lot of the people who risk their lives for us, the military, when they come back, they should all have a copy of Detoxify or Die. They should supply them all with the nutrient tests and nutrients that they need to get them well again and to detoxify them. And instead, some of them have ended up with cancers. They end up as street people because they have so much brain damage, so much depression, schizophrenia, and other diseases. It breaks the bank. They no longer are able to work nor support themselves. And it's all because they're just plain too toxic from the extreme amount of toxins that they've been exposed to.
All right, and that music means it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. Joining us today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and our special guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are 3 main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions,
She works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And we're back. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. And with us today are Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and our special guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers. Just want to tell our listeners about a book that was written many years ago, not by Dr. Rogers, but maybe she's heard of it. It was called Where We Stand. And it echoed pretty much what Dr. Rogers has been saying, that we rank really very low compared to many of the countries around the world. And I remember there was one area, and I think this will sort of correlate with Dr. Rogers' book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? When it came to bypass surgery, I'm sure we're ranked first in the world, but I compared it to Great Britain, who is probably, from a socioeconomic point of view, pretty comparable to this country. And they hardly do any bypass surgeries, yet their life expectancy is about the same as this country. So I'd like to Dr. Rogers to comment about what these other countries that are doing a much better job than we are, what's the difference?
Oh, that's a great question, Dr. Slavin. And there are many differences. A lot of these, in Europe, especially in Great Britain, many of the people shop daily for fresh breads, and they use herbs, and they cook with unfiltered olive oil and so forth. They use more high antioxidant foods. More importantly, they do not allow a lot of our processed foods into their countries. They do not allow, for example, the FDA allows legal lying to the consumer to protect the food manufacturer. In other words, Harvard researchers showed decades ago that trans fatty acids from hydrogenated vegetable oils, the ones in the supermarket, damage the cell membrane and bring on high blood pressure, high cholesterol, cancers, etc. All this has been shown by Harvard researchers decades ago, and they showed there's no safe level of trans fats. So when the food manufacturers cried to the FDA and said, you know, you can't make us take the trans fats out, they said, all right, well, what's the lowest level you can get them to? And they said, well, how much food are you talking about? That whatever it takes to get the low level. So, for example, if a food manufacturer of potato chips, which are notoriously high in trans fatty acids, can get the level of trans fats less than 500 milligrams, so 499, for two potato chips, then they'll do it. So now they are legally able, according to the FDA's rules, to put no trans fats in huge numbers or letters on the front of their package. But that just means there's less than 500 milligrams for two chips. So the unknowledgeable consumer thinks, oh, I can eat all I want. And that brings him to the levels that create all sorts of disease. The other thing is that there are many other pollutants that we have higher levels of. For example, we've legislated in this country flame retardants that are proven not to stop the fires, but they're legislated in mattresses anywhere. Anyway, they're called PBDEs, polybrominated diethyl ethers, etc. These flame retardants are legislated into mattresses, couches, chairs, a lot of furnishings, so that some drunk who goes to sleep with a cigarette in his mouth won't theoretically burn himself up. But it doesn't work because the proven fire tests show that these do not protect against huge conflagration. Anyway, so what do these PBDEs do, the flame retardants that are in mattresses? They leach into the human body while you're sleeping or sitting there, and the bromine kicks the iodine out of the thyroid gland. So now you have a thyroid gland that doesn't have enough iodine, so it doesn't work well. So the person is tired, depressed, high cholesterol, et cetera, and they are diagnosed as hypothyroid. So what happens? In consulting with readers on the phone in 24 countries, I have the privilege of seeing the endocrinology specialist because I review their records for the last 2 or 3 years as well as their blood chemistries. They have been to Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, Hopkins, Harvard, you name it, the creme de la creme. They've been to the top endocrinologists in the world, and guess what? They don't heal anything. All they do is bludgeon the symptoms with thyroid. And that causes feedback inhibition. In other words, it tells the gland, oh, we have enough thyroid floating around, so don't bother making any. So now it gets atrophied, and after years of this, they no longer have a thyroid that works, and they're on medication forever. But the worst thing is, when I see these records, they have not even done the most rudimentary assays that a third grader would know about to repair the thyroid gland. They don't look for the iodine level. They don't look at the selenium level. You cannot change T4 to T3. You cannot heal the thyroid without selenium. Do you think there's an RBC selenium level in any of those records? Thousands that I've seen from the highest endocrinology clinics? No. And then you look at all the people who say, well, they gave me thyroid, but I'm still fat, I'm still tired, I'm still depressed, I still have high cholesterol. Of course you do. They didn't fix the receptors. When thyroid goes in the body, it's made by the body, actually, then it has to hook like a lock and key into the thyroid receptors on the cell membrane. But if the receptor is not repaired, then you're fat forever, or you're depressed forever, or whatever your symptom is. And how do they fix that? It's all in detoxify or die because you have to assay the fatty acids. The cell receptor is part of the envelope, the membrane around every cell. It's like a sandwich. It's a double layer. You can think of the meat or innards of the sandwich as eicosapentaenoic, docosahexaenoic. Translation? Cod liver oil. You can think of the bread or the outside double layer of the sandwich as PC powder, phosphatidylcholine. They don't assay or give or recommend or even mention this. Even in the Journal of the American Medical Association, a recent article on thyroid, they never mention anything. And, of course, the phthalates are a major cause of hypothyroidism. Like I said, they create it even in the polar bears in the Arctic. And if that weren't enough, failing to repair the gland, failing to repair the receptor, these, quote, specialists in glands, and this is an example of every specialty, it doesn't matter if they're a neurologist, cardiologist, et cetera, none of them look for cause and cure. So anyway, you go on, they haven't repaired the gut. When you think, well, what does the gut have to do with the thyroid gland? Plenty. That's why a lot of people are already hypothyroid, because as people go through life and they have, for example, bad diet or antibiotics, they can get, as one simple example, overgrowth of a yeast called candida in the gut. What does that do? For one thing, it leaks through it inflames the lining of the gut, and so now the candida can leak through, plus food antigens can leak through, and other bacteria in the gut can leak into the bloodstream. Well, when the body sees these foreign things that it has never seen before, its purpose is to attack, and so it does. But there are antigenic receptors on the lining of these bugs that look similar to our thyroid. So now they're attacking their own thyroid gland because the body has the mistaken message that it should attack everything that looks like this. And so you have Hashimoto's, you have hypothyroidism with thyroid antibodies that are high. And a lot of these places don't even look at the antibodies because they probably know that they have to repair the gut, and they're not about to do that. And if that weren't enough, these fungi, for example, candida, can then create an enzyme called thiaminase. What does that do? It destroys thiamine, vitamin B1. So now you get a peripheral neuropathy. You get erectile dysfunction. You get numbness, tingling, nerve damage in legs and arms. You have depression. You start getting other symptoms, and then you're on a roll for other diseases. And, of course, the phthalates, the plasticizers, are what we call environmental endocrine disruptors. They make a beeline for the thyroid and all the glands, and they damage the glands big time, and they make them either act too fast or too slow, depending on the totality of the chemistry. And nothing that you give in some of these people helps them because they haven't fixed the underlying problem.
Just amazing information, and very often when I see people dealing with thyroid dysfunction, I see it so often, and I think, am I imagining it? Am I kind of like the carpenter who has a hammer and sees every cure as the nail to be hit on the head? But the truth of the matter is there are so many different aspects of how our basic function supported by thyroid is interrupted in so many different ways. And unfortunately, the medical community totally fails in being able to comprehensively diagnose which part of the thyroid function is not being properly supported. And by totally failing to provide the basics of thyroid support in iodine and selenium. I just want to let all of our listeners know that if you're interested in purchasing Detoxify or Die, the book by Dr. Sherry Rogers that we're talking about today, if you're interested in Sherry Rogers' Total Wellness newsletter, you can call toll-free 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to find out about Dr. Rogers' Total Wellness newsletter, as well as all of the different books that Dr. Rogers has authored. Detoxify or Die, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? No More Heartburn. All of the different information in these books are things that you can, these books are full of things that you can do for yourself to improve how your body is functioning. And it's interesting because in Dr. Rogers' books, it says, no doctor is going to cure you. No pharmaceutical is going to cure you. But what you have is the opportunity to learn about the foods and the nutrients and the lifestyle, all of those things that have the potential to overcome symptoms that have been kind of glued together by the medical community to be named a disease. And here are all of the answers from Dr. Rogers. Amazing. How, Dr. Rogers, how is it that you were forced into this approach of having to learn all of these things? Unfortunately, I hear some music, so when we come back.
All right, Janet. Yes, when we come back, we'll hear more from Dr. Sherry Rogers. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
And we're back. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. And with us today, Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and our special guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers. And Dr. Rogers, I'd like you to comment on a couple of topics that we talk frequently about on the program, and that's vaccinations and genetically modified organisms.
Well, the vaccines are so controversial, and the government has such a grab on people who speak against it that I usually don't. But there's a huge amount of evidence, as you well know, for not having the preservatives in them. In fact, preservatives are so potent that people wouldn't believe. Years ago, we had a woman, the mother, the wife of a college professor, came from another state to the office because she was totally crippled with rheumatoid arthritis. He had to brush her hair and peel her banana for her in the morning because she was so crippled up with it. She was only 46. And as she came into the office, the first thing we tested to, and this is in the EI syndrome, this type of testing, and also the scientific basis for selected environmental medicine techniques. First thing we test to is one of the preservatives that's in all allergy extracts, phenol. And while she was being tested to it in this special manner, not the way that the conventional allergist does it, but in a much more scientific way, called provocation neutralization, she turned to the testing gal and said, am I supposed to say anything? She said, well, what do you mean? She said, I think I don't hurt. She said, oh, really? That's nice. And she said, also, I think I can move. She jumps out of the chair and skips down the hall, waving her arms. And this is a woman who was so crippled up, she could barely get into the chair to test. And what we found was phenol was the trigger for her rheumatoid arthritis, because after the kids went to college, and one of whom became a medical doctor because they were so impressed by this type of medicine, after the kids went to college, got a lot of new furniture, new couches, new rugs, everything repainted. And that loads the house up with what we call volatile organic hydrocarbons, benzene, toluene, xylene, etc. And phenols are part of this chemistry. And so it overloaded her detox system. The proof of the pudding is she no longer had to have her rheumatoid. In fact, we published this in a medical paper as well. We filmed it several times because with this type of testing, you can turn her on and off. And we've done it with many other types of things, symptoms as well, that are triggered by environmental chemicals. So that just gives you an idea of how tiny trace amounts of little preservatives in things, because that's the preservative in all allergy extracts, so she never would have gotten better in a conventional because they all have that preservative in them. She would have to have preservative-free without the phenol. Anyway, having said that, the GMO is a real nightmare because, as you know, there's going to be a huge outpouring against not labeling for it, and because it's very difficult not to have it anymore because it's so, pardon the pun, ingrained into our chemistry and into our foods. Because now, I mean, not only alfalfa and cottonseed, but corn, wheat, beets, many of our everyday foods, cane sugar as well, are genetically modified. As much as 80% of soy is genetically modified. And actually, what happens is when you use the GMO products like the genetically modified soy to plant as a farmer, then what happens is that same company, Monsanto, makes a pesticide called, one of which is called Roundup. And Roundup is shown to be not only carcinogenic, cancer-producing, and many other, it triggers many other diseases, but the amount that, for example, can trigger breast cancer is in the parts per trillion. And you know, numbers go millions, billions, trillions, and each one is the logarithm of 10, I guess. But the amount of Roundup residue found in, for example, Enfamil Prosobi infant formula is in the parts per billion or parts per million. It's a hundredfold higher than what it takes to create cancer, breast cancer. And that's part of the problem that we have. The genetically modified organisms to actually make some of the plants make their own pesticide, etc., and then the company makes a pesticide also that they are resistant to. That is also programmed into some of the foods so that they resist the being killed by the herbicide, the weed killer that the same company makes that makes the seeds. So now they can use large amounts of Roundup to kill the weeds, and they won't kill the soy, for example. The problem is that now, as with anything, the bugs become resistant to Roundup. And so they're actually, as the Wall Street Journal told us a few months back, it's a failure. They have to use more Roundup than ever to go to even more potent herbicides. And it just keeps snowballing because you don't get something for nothing. And that's what is they by controlling the genes, they actually, it's almost like a sci-fi movie or James Bond, because they want to control food. And that what's happening is we're losing our genetic diversity, for one thing. There are hundreds of genetic types of certain wheats, for example. Well, by the time they're all genetically modified, you're only going to have a few. And then if some catastrophic bug comes along that's finally developed a resistance to most of the herbicides, you're going to kill it off and you won't have any wheat. And fortunately, there are people who save heirloom seeds. Anyway, GMO has been proven to increase disease. We've written some articles with all the evidence in the Total Wellness newsletter in the past, and more are coming up in just a few months, I think. And the bottom line is now, because it has actually become a buzzword, some companies are even putting the big words non-GMO on the front of their product, and it was never genetically modified to begin with. So that makes me wonder if just how much they know about what's going on. I don't know. Anyway, questions on that? We could go on for...
Well, Dr. Rogers, that's the same thing that you would put on cholesterol-free in products that never had cholesterol.
Oh, right. Exactly. It's so ridiculous.
Jana, we had a caller before just wanting you to repeat ways that they can get either Dr. Rogers' newsletter or her books.
Okay. Dr. Rogers' newsletter is available. This is a different number than it gave before, 800-846-6687. 800-846-6687. Or you can go to prestigepublishing.com, 800-846-6687, or prestigepublishing.com. For the Total Wellness newsletter, Detoxify or Die book, EI Syndrome Revised, Tired or Toxic, No More Heartburn, Pain-Free in 6 Weeks. There are so many books written by Dr. Rogers that will assist you in that beginning process of recovery, recovery with natural means. Dr. Slavin?
Well, listening to Dr. Rogers, one might become very depressed. So what I'd like her to talk about for the remaining part of the show, we have a break coming up in a couple of minutes, and then we have another segment, is strategies that our listeners can implement to combat all these dangers in the environment.
Great, because I would not waste my time doing a show if I didn't have a wonderful way for people to combat this. You're absolutely right.
All right, so we can start now.
All right, well, one of the things they have to understand is how they can actually simple things, clean up their diet. When I see people with million-dollar baby carriages and jogging outfits going by, and then the mother's proudly sucking down bottled water in a plastic thing, she's clueless, utterly clueless, what she's doing to herself, her baby that she's nursing, his future. People have to get smart. They have to learn how to reduce the levels. In fact, Rudin did a beautiful study on five families in California, and all he did was teach them how to reduce the plastics, and they knocked the levels of phthalates down in a couple of months by like 96%. That reference is in the book, How to Cure Diabetes. And so people have a huge amount of power if they become aware and then start to learn how to reduce things and go back to more natural whole foods eating. For example, Teflon, PFOA, the perfluorooctanoic acid toxins that are in all foods just about. And if you eat, the more you eat out, the more you get it. This is Teflon. This is the non-stick. And it's also in your whole house. It's the stain-resistant carpet and furniture and so forth. And this damages the chemistry enormously, just like the phthalates do in the plastics, in all aspects, bringing on chronic disease, and especially cancers, cholesterol, high blood pressure, because they damage the fundamental chemistry of the human body, and that is the envelope, the coating around every cell, which is like the computer keyboard of the cell. All the good messages come out to fight cancer, to fight diabetes, to fight erectile dysfunction, to fight cholesterol, high blood pressure. But when it's damaged, these messages come out to create chronic disease. And that's why we lead the world in chronic diseases. No other country has as much chronic disease as we do, nor spends as much money. And we have one of the lowest health records going. We're number 37.
It's very interesting because the infant mortality rate in 1995, I believe we were ranked 12th in the world, which is certainly not a ranking to be proud of. But currently, as of 2009, we are ranked number 30 infant mortality. That's outrageous. We have such resources at hand, and we are not supporting our good health. Dr.
Slavin? All right. It's time for us to take another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and with us today are Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and Dr. Sherry Rogers. We'll be talking about other strategies to improve our health when we get back right after this.
Have your lab work done at AMT Centers. That gives you the opportunity for a nutritional evaluation of your lab test results. Florida licensed nutritionist Janet Cimarelli can offer a review of your lab results with suggestions for dietary and supplemental support to balance your blood test results. For more information, visit amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
We're back. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and our special guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers, author of many books. And Janet, why don't you give out ways that our listeners can get those books? Because all the information we're talking about today and a lot more can be found in her books.
Dr. Rogers' books can be found at prestigepublishing.com, or you can call 800-846-6687. 800-846-6687. And the Total Wellness newsletter every month is just absolutely packed full with high-quality information that you can use to improve your health. So 800-846-6687 or go to prestigepublishing.com.
Now, before the break, I mentioned we'd get back with information that our listeners can implement right away to help lower their exposure to all these toxins that are so detrimental to our health. Dr. Rogers?
Great. Thank you, Dr. Slavin. Sure. One is to be cognizant to do more whole foods in the diet, less packaged foods, less things, fewer things with a long list of ingredients on the side, do more from scratch cooking kind of thing, use more fresh herbs in your cooking. And so diet would be number one. And then home environmental controls, air cleaners in the home, and get rid of those plug-in air fresheners. They're actually toxic. And a lot of people need to take carpeting out of the bedroom. They don't need it there, and because that's giving them the stain-resistant fluorinated hydrocarbons and the cover up the mattress with several layers so that you are not getting the PBDEs absorbed into your body while you're sleeping. And this is all in the EI syndrome. And then my favorite test is the one by Genova, actually devised by Metametrics, who Genova bought a couple of years ago, called the CardioION. In my 45 years of medicine practice, it's the best test I've ever seen. It's 12 pages of a person's molecular biochemistry. Looks at some of their vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, organic acids, whether they've damaged genes that go to cancers, whether they have high lipid peroxide, CRP, et cetera. They're on the way to having serious problems. And more importantly, it'll show that even if your levels, say, of zinc look normal, it'll show if you need more zinc than the average person. One of the drawbacks of the test is the government, in their infinite wisdom, made labs years ago define how they would find what the normal level was, because nobody ever looked, for example, at a magnesium before. So they said, well, you now you have to find out what normal is. So they made them take hundreds of samples of blood, kicking around labs, all the different labs to do this, and wherever 95% of the values fell, that's what they were forced to call normal. Well, that's pretty stupid, because those are bloods from people who have one foot in the grave. They have cancers, they have diabetes, they have six medicines, they live at McDonald's, they never read a health book. They're totally clueless that they have anything to do with healing and curing their diseases. What they should have taken, the government should have said, take 100 samples of well people who have no drugs, and that's what we will call normal. Because now a plethora of medical papers are coming out and saying, you know, we find that people who are in the top fifth of vitamin D, for example, they do well in fighting off infection, Lyme disease, and so forth. But people who are in the normal part of vitamin D, in the lower part, which is still called normal, it doesn't help them at all. Of course it shouldn't, because that's not normal. That's the bottom of the barrel. And so my message is you cannot use the norms that are on there. You have to know that basically most of the vitamins and minerals need to be in the fifth quintile or higher, and the omega-3s, and that the bad things, the organic acids that show where a pathway is stuck because it's missing a nutrient, those need to be in the bottom. Anyway, so that assay is wonderful. And then you might say, well, should we be measuring the phthalates and the heavy metals and the porphyrins and the volatile organic hydrocarbons? No, don't waste your money, because we all have them now. It's so overwhelmingly proven by even the U.S. government that we are all toxic. So you'd be better off spending your money getting a non-toxic far infrared sauna, for example, so that you can sweat this stuff out. You might say, oh, well, gee, if I have heart failure or something, I can't use anything like a sauna. That's not true. In fact, the work was done at the Mayo Clinic. They took, you know, that when people have, when there's a heat wave, the first people to die often are those with congestive heart failure. They can't stand a little bit of temperature rise even. So at the Mayo Clinic, they took the worst people with heart failure, and they put them in the far infrared sauna to detoxify them, to help them sweat out their phthalates, their PFOAs, their PBDEs, their volatile organic hydrocarbons, their heavy metals, etc. And guess what? Not only did they do well, they got off a lot of medications. And yet, I consult on the phone with readers from 24 countries, Singapore, yet this week I've consulted in Dubai, Australia, Singapore, London, and many of the states in Canada. And what do we see? People go to the Mayo Clinic, for example, for heart failure. What do they get? Drugs. But that's where the very information was proven that the far infrared sauna would help them depurate and detoxify their chemicals that are part of the cause of it. They don't even know what's going on in their own institution. Plus, there's not one assay for RBC magnesium, RBC zinc, RBC selenium. You can't heal the heart. You can't heal congestive heart failure without looking at the omega-3s, DHA, EPA. It's impossible. And so these things are spelled out in Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? So that people can heal their atrial fibrillation, their congestive heart failure, their high blood pressure, cholesterol. We are in a sad situation in medicine because when I see these records, there's not one look at a single nutrient that could cure that person, not even a worthless serum magnesium. And by the way, that's a sign of a doctor who will not be able to help you, because by measuring a serum magnesium, that only represents 4% of the body magnesium. So, but that's done by docs who are clueless about the molecular biochemistry of healing. And in fact, research shows that the serum magnesium can even be higher than normal, off the scale, when in fact the magnesium inside the heart is so low the person could have a heart attack at any moment. And you can't defibrillate him or use cardioversion. Nothing restores him to life because he doesn't have enough magnesium to make the heart work. So, I had a wonderful 40-year career in medicine. I do not need to be doing radio shows, books, newsletters, but I can't stand to see helpless people dying. And we get so many letters from readers all over the world that, thank you, I cured my arthritis, my heart failure, my atrial fib, etc. And that's why I do this stuff. I'd much rather be working on my tennis and golf games. But another next area that people need to work on is healing the gut. The gut houses half the immune system and half the detox system for the entire body. A lot of times people are at a total standstill. They'll never heal whatever it is they have because nobody looked at the gut. You can see records from all over the world, the highest clinics, and nobody looks at the gut. And so you're stuck. You know, it cracks me up. Like, they've been on $68,000 every few months of antibiotics for Lyme disease. And for what? Nobody's looked at how they heal. And so you need to know what the situation of the gut is. And that's all spelled out in Detoxify or Die, No More Heartburn, and even more detail. And Chapter 4 in How to Cure Diabetes, we went through all the mistakes that doctors commonly make when they're treating the gut. And then last but not least, you need to rev up the detox mode of the body. Not only is it in the gut, but in the bloodstream. The detox pathways, there are several of them throughout the body. One way to rev them up is with glutathione, vitamin C, lipoic acid, silymarin. It boosts the peroxisomes that are killed by the phthalates. There are many things. And if you run into unknowledgeable consultants, they'll say, oh, well, glutathione isn't absorbed. And that's not true. In fact, the company that makes the one that we recommend actually put their money where their mouth is. They went to Chernobyl after it threw up with a nuclear accident, and they chose a group of children in that town, and half of the kids they gave their glutathione, which has a special anthocyanidin in it that recycles it, and the other half didn't get the glutathione. The kids that got the glutathione, the Recancostat, did not get thyroid cancer. The kids that didn't get it did get cancer. And so there's lots of evidence for all the different ways to boost the detox pathways in the human body as well. So you might say in a quick summary, it's the diet, the environmental controls, assaying what's wrong. Because remember, there are only two things that create every disease. It's not rocket science. Only two things cause every disease. Your nutrient levels go down and your toxicity levels go up. And so our goal is to make people too smart to fail.
Dr. Rogers, I really, really appreciate your coming on the program today. And just a reminder to our listeners, you'll be back next Friday. And if you liked what you heard today, you can go to naturaldocradio.com because we archive all the radio shows. And again, our thanks to Dr. Sherry Rogers. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. And with us today has been Janice Cimarelli as well. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.